For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Here's part two of a discussion I had with Bruce Merkin of the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org.
In Oakland, California, Measure Z, which put the city on record favoring taxation and regulation of marijuana and committing the city to lobby in favor of such a proposal and to implement it as soon as it becomes legally possible in California, passed by more than 2-1, or just about 2-1. And that measure also makes personal marijuana offenses the lowest priority for local police. In Columbia, there were two, Columbia, Missouri, that is, two measures were on the ballot. One was a medical marijuana measure, and another was essentially decriminalization. It makes personal marijuana possession an infraction, essentially, in municipal court, just a fine, no criminal record. And both of those passed, both got at least 60% of the vote. Again, very, very solid majorities. And in Massachusetts, a dozen assorted advisory measures, some having to do with decriminalization, some referring to medical marijuana, all passed by very solid majorities. So altogether, the record was 17 out of 20 victories. Most campaign managers would be very happy with that sort of record.
There was a situation developed a few months back where a bunch of folks got together and sued various portions of the U.S. government, seeking to have them tell the truth about the scientific studies done in regards to these, quote, illegal drugs. And we had a situation in California whereby many elected officials, using money provided by the Prison Guards Union, were able to thwart the Proposition 66, which would have released many nonviolent criminals serving life sentences for third strikes. Your thoughts in that regard? What's it going to take to expose the fraud of these that perpetuate this war?
It's a continuing problem, and you know, the Constitution gives people a lot of leeway to express their opinions, even when it involves lying. And unfortunately, with federal officials, which I think is what the first part of your question was dealing with, unfortunately, at this point, various authorities, including the congressional GAO, have claimed that federal officials essentially have a right to lie, as long as it is fulfilling their statutory duty to oppose "quote unquote" drug legalization. We had public officials making, particularly the governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, making wildly exaggerated statements.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.